Justice is something that we learn very early as children. We have this strong instinct for when something just doesn't seem to be fair. Perhaps, as a result, justice is one of the most profound longings of the human race. When there is no justice, then we know that something is wrong from deep within ourselves. Justice is both hard to define and hard to enact. This has never stopped humans from seeking it, praying for it, and working hard to find better ways of doing it. Justice means bringing the world back into balance. The scene of the Last Judgment that is presented in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 25 has burned itself deeply into our consciousness, not least because of its depiction in so many paintings. The Son of Man is identified as the King, who sits on his glorious throne, admitting, on one side, the righteous to the final kingdom of God, prepared from the foundation of the world. In contrast is the other side, with the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The common image of a shepherd separating the sheep from the similarly coloured goats is used. In this present moment, these two kingdoms are interwoven and confused through the ambiguities of history. But the kingdom of God is the only true kingdom. What appears to be the present struggle between the two kingdoms will not last forever, because ultimately only God is king. Part of what is proclaimed in this gospel is that in the coming of the Son of Man, justice will at last be done. This passage comes as the climax of a whole series where Jesus has denounced his own people, and especially the leaders, for their failure to live as God's people should. What Jesus wants the church to know is that he is already ruling the whole world as its rightful Lord. This is especially true when the kingdoms of this world treat many of our brothers and sisters with contempt, torture, abuse, and too often with death. Then, as now, this passage provides great encouragement for all who work for justice in the name of the kingdom of God. Jesus, as this year draws to a close, help us to rest in your amazing love. Take away any fear or anxiety, because we know that you've got this whole world under your care and protection. Amen. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy.